I have got Dr. Pieter Henning on the phone, and he is a radiologist. Good morning, Dr. Henning.
Good morning, Vanessa. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Welcome to Radio Helderberg. And you and I chatted very briefly off air before we went, when I called you, about a subject which is really so important and one that is so personal to us here at Radio Helderberg. But we'll get into that a little bit later. For now, I want to know from you, COVID-19 has had impacts. It's impacted everybody's lives. But you've seen, as a radiologist, you've seen a dramatic reduction in the number of women who were coming for routine screenings for mammograms.
Yes, Vanessa. This is, we just recently finished with, October, which was Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I think due to the gravity of the pandemic causing a decrease in normal screening for health problems, I think it has become actually Breast Cancer Awareness Year, because people are focused on their healthcare and preventative healthcare more so than ever, especially, with all the precautions we take to prevent infections. I think it's just as important to realize that it's necessary to take the precautions to prevent breast cancer. People do not understand or underestimate the gravity of breast cancer in South Africa. Hmm. On the females, if you look at the incidence of breast cancer in South Africa, it is about 30% higher than the rest of the world, simply because, on average, we don't have a national screening program where women go to. And that's just in a normal year. In this year, especially now, there's been a 50% decrease in women coming for screening to see whether there's changes in their breast that may be cancer. So it's a tremendous problem.
So to get to the personal approach, and I definitely was one of those people. I received my email, a reminder email, in around May this year to say, it's time for your routine screening. And I looked at it and I thought, no chance. I'm not putting my foot out of the house and going to a place where I could potentially pick up COVID or where my risk of getting it was high. That's how I thought. And I think that that's how a lot of women would be thinking. And I'm pleased to tell you that 2-3 weeks ago, I decided I need to go for the screening. It's important because here at Radio Helderberg, we lost a dear colleague in August to breast cancer. So breast cancer is really very real to us here at Radio Helderberg. And I want to urge all women to do this. And because when I went for my screening, they found something. It's not benign at this stage, but it has the potential to become dangerous. So how often do you see this happening where women go, oh, no. It doesn't matter what the excuse is. And then they go, and then there is something.
When we have a very focused breast cancer screening plan, and the reason why I'm mentioning this, and it's to answer your question, would be that I think in South Africa, unfortunately, there's still a lot of taboo about mammograms and a lot of taboo about going for breast cancer screening. Mm. It's a very personal thing for women. And in our practice, we've changed the whole mantra that when a female comes in, she's treated in a separate unit from the main radiology practice, the X-rays and a normal patient. We also use all female staff to make women feel more comfortable. Mm. So there's never a male contact, which I think it really improves the experience and makes it more personal for any female to go for screening. With that, let me tell you, people do not realize that, we've seen over 1 million people die from this pandemic now. Mm. Every single year, about 600,000 women die annually in the world from breast cancer.
It's a shocking
thing. In South Africa, breast cancer is so big. If you take the other 5 cancers among women, which is colorectal cancer, lung cancer, thyroid cancer, cervix cancer, breast cancer, if you compile all of them, breast cancer is actually more prevalent in South Africa than all the cancers combined. And that's how big the gravity of the situation is. So, yes, definitely your risk of dying from breast cancer is way higher than it would be dying from any type of infection in South Africa. And that's why it's so important to go for screening. And what I love is what happens with you is exactly what we want to have with our patients. We don't want to pick up cancer. We want to pick up the precursors and prevent it from becoming cancer. Yeah. And people thought that wasn't possible. But these days, due to the new technology and advances in mammography specifically, we can pick things up way before it has grown into a palpable mass. Mm. And that is why women will have to go for their mammograms, because we can pick things up long before they can actually palpate it themselves and then go to a doctor.
If you've just tuned in, this is Radio Helderberg 93.6 FM. My name is Vanessa Bourne, and I'm talking to Dr. Pieter Henning of Keystone Medical, and we're talking about the dramatic reduction in the number of breast cancer screenings that have happened this year due to COVID-19. Now, Dr. Henning, the other thing that I want to say is that there are three ways for you to pick up breast cancer, or not pick it up, but to detect screen it, for, rather, yeah. to screen for it, sorry. And can you just detail those for us, please?
Well, certainly. I think the most important thing is the patient's self is responsible for picking up changes in your breast. So if you look at asymmetry in the breast, a discharge you did not previously have, things like skin changes, dimpling, asymmetry, or a palpable mass, then it's best to go to a health professional and have it looked at. You know, there are many presentations of breast cancer, and even if you look at the textbooks, you know, we firmly believe in a mantra that cancer does not read textbooks. And these days we see such variants and appearances of breast cancer. I mean, I can tell you hours of stories of different appearances. For instance, one of the ladies there in Western Cape, which I screened, had something that looked like a birthmark on her breast. And this happened less than a month ago, and we investigated it further, and turned out to be a very rare form of a blood vessel cancer inside her breast.
Goodness gracious.
Which is one in a million, but it just shows you, you know, you cannot just go on anything. So any changes that you see on your breast, let a professional have a look at it, and rather be safe than be sorry at the end of the day. Then the other two modalities which are mainly used are mammography. And this is something, I have to debunk the myths regarding mammography for everybody. And firstly, it's not supposed to be a painful procedure. In fact, in our practice, we have a money-back guarantee if it's painful at all. Simply because new technology, no, really, no kidding, new technology and the correct personnel prevents a mammogram from being painful. So it's really not a painful procedure. It's low radiation, so you don't have a risk of getting cancer from doing a mammogram. And it does, it's the only thing proven in the world to actually pick up breast cancer at an early stage and prevent it from becoming untreatable. Because breast cancer is a treatable disease now. It's not something that will kill you if it's picked up early and you get the correct treatment.
And the what I also want to say about self-examination is that I've had lumps in my breast before, and they were not picked up by me because they were too deep. So I had to go for those mammograms. And I quite agree with you. The mammogram, I just want to say to the women out there, my mammogram has never been painful. Uncomfortable, yes, but never painful. So please don't go simply because you think it's going to be painful. I was one of those people, but it's not. Dr. Henning, you've got a really great mobile unit. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Yes, so we have one of the world's most advanced mobile screening units, and it's basically a 21-foot trailer that contains the full resection area, mammogram area, and the sonar area. And the whole idea behind this was simply to make it more accessible for females. I completely agree with you in the sense that, you know, you don't want to go in the hospital and sit between six patients when you get a screening procedure that's supposed to prevent illnesses and diseases. So part of the idea which we had was to make it accessible for females and then to allow them to experience a world-class service. In other words, you get exactly the same technology and exactly the same quality of report that you would in an advanced breast cancer unit. So that was the idea behind a mobile unit. We actually named her Dolly, and she's currently touring across the country very successfully, picking up more cancers than I ever thought we would see.
Wow.
And it's interesting to see, and now with COVID especially, the amount of late-stage cancers we are picking up because women did not come at an early stage.
Oh,
gosh. So it is a worrying thing, and I think that's why it's so important for people to realize that this is not something they must ever overlook or be scared to investigate further. It's simply the risks are too high involved in this.
If people want to know more about Keystone Medical and where this mobile unit will be, how can they get in contact with you?
Well, I think the best way is just to have a look at our website. It's ks-med.co.za. And we also launched a social media campaign that actually was meant for October, but due to the excellent response we've had, we've been running it through this year until next year, and it's the hashtag ScreenHerSaver. So if people go to screenershaver.com or look under the hashtag in the social media platforms, hashtag screenershaver, they'll see our collaborative basically campaign that we're running with a bunch of healthcare companies to try to get women to, first of all, just be aware of the risks and then find out where they can find our mobile unit and facilities near to them. I think unfortunately, our screening figures in South Africa are so low that wherever we have the opportunity, we must make women aware and get them accessible to the technology to make sure they don't have breast cancer.
Dr. Peter Henning, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and thank you very much for raising or continuing to raise the awareness that we must not let, not ignore our breasts. We live with them every day, and some of us really complain about them and bras and things like that, but they are such a vital part of us, and thank you, but they need to be looked after as well. So thank you for everything that you do and for talking to me today.
Thank you, Vanessa, and thank you for being an example of what patients are supposed to do. And and I want your listeners to, if there's any question, contact our people. We are more than willing to discuss and debunk any fears they may have regarding breast cancer screening.
Thank you very much. You stay safe and go well.
Same there. Thank you. Have a lovely day.
You too. Bye-bye. That was Dr. Peter Henning, a radiologist associated with Keystone Medical, talking about the dramatic reduction in the number of breast cancer screenings that they have seen due to COVID-19. And if you may have not have heard, I was one of those people. I went about 2 weeks ago. They did find two masses on my breast. At this stage, they are not dangerous, but if I leave them, they have the potential to turn into cancer. So please follow my example. Don't leave it. Go out there, have those screenings done, and keep yourself safe. This is Radio Helderberg 93.6 FM.
Radio Helderberg 93.6 FM.